Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tuned in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Bairdale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour prayer from 7 to 8. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We've got to have you in any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of telephone at area code 850-675-6079. Or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. We hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. Is our prayer.
The practical truth of the Word of God. Amen. James 1 and 12, the Word of God says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." Amen. So I want to just look, and James talks about endurance. Amen. Well, you know, Brother Joe, what's so important about endurance? Take a look around you and tell me what's important about endurance. Amen. When you look around, amen, we see we can see organizations that used to stand for God. Amen. That used to hold a decent line and hold on to the Word of God. But take a look at them today and see what they look like. Amen. A lot of their walls have fallen. Amen. What they used to stand for, they stand for no more. Amen. They have not endured. I'm going to say that. They have not endured. Amen. The word endure means something. It simply means to stand without being degraded, or to come through the trial without being diminished or degraded or altered in any fashion. Amen. I can tell you that God's salvation, amen, and His plan will carry you and I through this life, not being marred and, amen, and twisted and configured by sin, amen, but being kept from all of those things, amen, and being delivered from all of the things of sin, amen, our life not taking on the manner and the shape of the world, amen, but taking on the image of Christ, amen. There is a great need in this hour, amen, for folks to endure, amen. And the Word of God said, "He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved." Amen. So I want to endure. Amen. And I've got a little news for you. If you buy a vehicle, you want to buy one that endures. I know they all. And Brother Power said, preaching many years ago, said, after you've had them long enough for the warranty to wear out, amen, they go to getting loud and noisy, and amen, all kind of things go to happen. And amen, well, that Brother Joe just tell you something. Amen, God's system is not like that. Amen. God's got an eternal warranty on His system that if you and I will do what God said, amen, I can tell you it won't go to change in the way that it works. Amen. A few miles down the road, it'll still work the same way. Amen. Because Jesus said He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen to God. So what God used to do, He'll still do. I love that song, the hits and sing. Now, God's going to do the same for you and me. Amen. Why? Because He's the same God. Amen. The reason, amen, that folks don't have the same experience is because they don't, amen, walk with God in the same manner, amen, that others have walked with God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If we'll do what they done, then God will do what He done. Amen. Hallelujah. I've always believed that. Amen. I believe it. We'll commit. Amen. Well, I hear somebody say, well, oh, the Apostle Paul, as if he's some superhuman being. Or exactly the same. You can make the same reference to Elijah or Elisha. Amen. But the Word of God says in the book that we've read the text from tonight, amen, says that Elijah, amen, was a man of like passions, such as you and I. Amen. What's the difference about Elijah, Brother Joe? But he prayed. Amen. He honored God. He sought God. He allowed God to do things in his life. There is the difference. There's the enduring. Amen. He did not change when trials come. Amen. Listen to Brother Joe. If your trials can change us, amen, then the enemy can surely doom us. Amen. But if trials cannot change us, amen, then the enemy cannot doom our soul to a godless eternity. Amen. Now I hear Jesus say, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Simply put, amen, God gives us enough power, amen, to overcome the world. Amen. Glory to God, and to be victorious over sin, over death, hell, and the grave. Amen to God. Hallelujah. There's something about, amen, this. I heard Him say in the book of John, amen, early on in that general epistle that John wrote, that early epistle that he wrote, rather, amen, and said he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, power to overcome, amen, which were born, not of blood, nor the will of man, nor the will of flesh, amen, but of God. Hallelujah. When God does it, amen to God, it will endure. Amen. We find, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, warnings. Jeremiah, amen, warns that generation, amen, about that smooth preaching crowd that's going around and says, you've daubed it with untempered mortar. Listen, you built your bulwarks and your walls and your fortifications. Amen, it's pretty. Amen, it's slick. Amen, it don't cost you much. Amen. But he said it's untempered. Amen, it's untested. It's unproven. And when the enemy comes against it, amen, it's not going to be the fortification that you think it is. Amen. No wonder he said, if you run with the footmen and they've wearied you, amen, how's it going to, amen, what you going to do, amen, when the horsemen arrive, and how shall it be with you in the swelling of Jordan? Amen. I want to have something that will endure. Amen. I can tell you that if we look through the Word of God, Joseph had something that would endure. Amen. He had those dreams. Amen. No, it wasn't a bed of roses. I mean to tell you, it was one rocky road after another. Amen to God. But he held on. God brought him through every trial. Amen. No, it didn't seem fair. Amen. I can tell you, Joseph wasn't worried about the fair business. He's worried about holding on to God. Amen. God
God will take care of all that business down the road. If all we get worried about is somebody not treating us right, amen, we're going to get sidetracked. Let me keep my eyes on Jesus. Amen. Let me keep my heart, amen, set with Him, amen, to God, and walk. And I can tell you, when all the dust settles, amen, and everything comes down, we'll still have that robe and crown, amen, to God. We'll still have the victory over sin, amen. Hallelujah. God knows how to carry us, amen, through all kinds of hell on this earth and still bring us to be sweet in our spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, if the trials of life bitter me, it's because I have not allowed God, amen, to work what He's trying to work. Amen. Trials are going to come. Tribulations are going to come. Amen. Blessed is the man that is tried. Amen. The Word of God says, why? Because when he gets through with it, amen, he's arrived at a place where he's never been. Amen. He's got another notch in his, amen, in his belt. Amen. What you telling me, Brother Joe? Amen. He's got another reason to look back and remember, amen, what God has brought him through. Amen to God. Hallelujah. And every time we arrive, amen, at the end of a trial, having held on to God, I can tell you, God brings us through without the smell of smoke. Amen. Nobody knows that you've been in the furnace. Nobody knows, amen, that you've been in the midst of trial. Amen. But you and God, amen, and He brings you out on the other side. And then every time that you see another trial come, I remember the last one. Amen. I can see little David standing in front of a man, amen, a head and shoulders higher than he is, but he's still a prey to the giant that's across the creek. Amen to God. I remember, King, amen, when the lion rose up. Amen. I remember when the bear came. Amen. When the lion came, God came. Amen. And give me strength. And when the bear came, God came also. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Amen. But I want something that'll endure. Amen. I thought about many times in the military ranks. Amen. Where there's not a piece of equipment, especially if it is used in warfare, amen, that is not put through rigorous testing. Amen. You know, most of us here, we homeschooled and we've been through the climatic lab at Eglin. Amen. A place, a building that can heat up, amen, in there to a desert-like atmosphere of well over 120 degrees and almost no humidity. Amen. And down to some kind of pot, 60 or 70 below zero or cooler and low humidity. Listen, amen, I want to tell you, they want to know, amen, when that equipment arrives in those kind of conditions, is it going to endure or is it going to fall apart? Come on with me. Amen, I want to tell you something. My Bible says concerning Christ that He's a tried stone. He's a precious stone. Amen to God. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Man, He's been tried. No matter what the conditions are. It don't matter how many devils. Amen. Doesn't matter how rough the road. Amen to God. He works every time. And He's tried. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought about that little woman that had passed away. They wound up with her Bible. And when they looked in it, they kept seeing TNP. TNP wrote, amen, down by Scripture. And so, amen, they went to the pastor and said, we don't know what in the world does TNP mean. Amen. He said, really, I don't know for sure, but said, I can make an educated guess. Amen. Tried and proved. Tried and proved. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, she went through that Word of God. Amen. And she wrote it by them Scriptures. Why? Because God had worked it in the pages of her life. Amen to God. Trials had come. Temptations had arisen. Amen. Glory to God. And God was more than enough. Amen. To keep her. Amen. Oh, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. There's got to be a lot of folks, amen, that have started this journey and going to hear the words and the that ring off the pages of the book of Galatians. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Amen. That you so soon turned aside from the truth. Amen. Oh, you did run well, but who did hinder you? Amen. What in the world did you run into, Galatians? Amen. That was more than what God could do. It wasn't that. It's because you forsook God and you went your own way. Amen. And you found that you wasn't able. Oh, hallelujah. Well, Jesus said, count that cost. Amen. Settle it in your heart. Amen. I'm going to hold on to God. Don't matter what my eyes see. Don't matter what my ears hear. Amen. Don't matter what, amen, my neighbor says. Amen. What does God's Word say about it? Amen to God. I'm going to just hold on to the Word of God. Hallelujah. You see, we get to paying too much attention to other things. We're going to miss out on what will cause us to be endurers. Amen. Hallelujah. If we look through the Word of God, it's those folks that endured that changed their generations. Amen. I mean, the Bible is replete with them. Amen. Just countless times throughout the Word of God. And we can know just multitudes of times in this world and even unto the day. God is still at work. Amen. My. And God is still giving people the ability, amen, to walk through situations they never dreamed that they could go through and come out on the other side victorious. Amen. You see, listen, the Word of God, it gives us a little clue. In the book of Ephesians, chapter, amen, 6 and 9, he said, amen, listen, amen, he said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint not, don't turn loose of him. Amen, keep a hold of him. I mentioned Jacob earlier, amen, when he crossed Jabbok, he knew, amen, that what he had was not going to endure Brother Esau that's coming down the pipe. Amen. He had to have something better than what Jacob had. He had to have something more wonderful than a trick. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, Jesus will work every time. I said he'll work every time. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, Bishop. Amen. Thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. It's Christ that causes that. Hallelujah. Amen. And another place he says that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There is where my victory's at. Amen. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Woo, glory. Amen. I'm so glad that he did. Amen. And you know what? He gave us the power to overcome. Long as I won't turn tail and run, come on, be filled with all kind of doubt and confusion. Amen. Long as I walk by faith. Oh, we sung that song. Amen. Living by faith. Hallelujah. And I feel no alarm. Amen to God. I can tell you, no matter what the storm clouds may arise, amen, no matter what comes upon the horizon, amen. I heard the Apostle Paul when they tell him, bonds and afflictions abide you at Jerusalem, boy. Amen. You got trouble coming. Amen. But the Apostle Paul said, none of these things move me. Amen. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I may finish my course with joy. Oh, thank God. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I got something, amen, greater than all of those things. Amen. And if God wants to carry me home, it'll be just fine. He writes to that church at Philippi and says, amen, I'd rather be absent. Amen. But if God sees fit to keep me here, amen, then to live is Christ and to die is gain. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I feel like having church. Amen to God. Hallelujah. James said, blessed is the man. In this modern day religious system, amen, trials are a horror. Amen. But James says, blessed is the man that endure a temptation. Amen. You see, every time we go through a trial and a battle, it's not because God gets some kind of strange pleasure out of our trials. It's because God is preparing us, amen, for what lies ahead. Amen. God is growing us. Amen. Listen, you don't grow, amen, in that little hothouse. You got to grow in the trials. Amen. It's in the valley that we learn what that relationship really means. Woo. While everything's going well, amen. You know, sometimes a relationship, we got to keep it fresh. Why? Because the valley's coming. Amen. And in the valley, we'll hold on. He'll make the mountaintop sweeter. Come on with Brother Joel. Amen. I look at the children of Israel. God brought them out of Egypt. Now, I can tell you the Egyptians were something. But them Canaanites, them Philistines, amen, and them Canaanites and Midianites, amen, they're some rough characters. Amen. And so God knew, amen, that in order for them to be victorious, they're going to have to be some discipline, amen, brought to bear in the ranks. And so God brought them through a place, amen, I mean to tell you, God, that nobody could ever live through. Amen. God brought them through total impossibility, amen, and brought them into Canaan. Amen. What's he doing? He's proving himself. He's showing them. Amen. Glory to God. The world says you can't do it. Amen. Says it cannot be done. Amen. I won't tell you the world will tell you that tonight. Amen. This worldly church system will say, amen, you can't live a godly life. Amen. You can't overcome. That's a lie. That's out of hell. Amen to God. I can do all things, the Apostle Paul said, through Christ. He didn't say some. He said all. Amen. It's a matter of what out of, amen, am I going to allow God to lead me? Amen. God's going to carry me through. Amen. But God's going to have to lead me, and I'm going to have to walk where God walks. Amen. God didn't throw them children of Israel right over here and them Canaanites. I mean to tell you, that would have been the biggest mess you ever seen. You understand something? God knows how to prepare a people. Amen. Hey, God don't just, you know, we live in a church age that, and I heard Brother David say, folks just get saved and they throw them right into doing something. They hadn't been prepared. They hadn't been seasoned. Amen. I'm telling you what, and I'll bet a lot of times it wrecks their life. Amen. Messes them all up. Amen. Why? Amen. They had been thrown in the midst of conflict. Amen. Without have been not been prepared for that. Amen. Oh, God prepares. Amen. I heard Brother Don Brankle, your little hothouse plant, you. Amen. Listen, I don't know how many of you, amen, we used to, when you grow tomatoes, amen, you grow them in that hothouse, they'll get what you call leggy. They get cinders. And you know what they have to do in that hothouse? They have to go ahead and create what's like outside conditions. So they'll bring, when them tomato plants get a little bit high, they'll bring in them fans and create like a wind in there. Amen. What's he doing? Amen. They're strengthening up that stalk of that tomato. So when they carry it out there and put it in the garden, it won't just flop down and look like, amen, some blast, a blow-up plant that you have. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. God don't want to put us out there on the battle and us just flop over. Amen. God wants us strengthened. Amen. Grounded, rooted, built up in Christ. Amen to God. Glory to God. So when God, amen, has something to do with us, amen, glory to God, he can count on us to hold his hand and stand and look at the enemy with faith, amen to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Be a good soldier, Timothy. Amen. You are a good warfare son. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you going to do that? You're going to let God prepare you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, God's got a furnace or two. Amen. He'll put you in. But I can tell you, if you allow God to finish that work, you'll come out the other side, no smoke smell on you. Amen. But you won't be the same person that went in that furnace. You hear me? I said, you won't be the same person that went in that furnace. Jacob comes back across that creek. He's not the same man. I said, he's not the same man that he was when he went across. He's a changed man. Amen. He's changed not for the worse, but for the better. His name is Israel. He's no longer going to go into hookery and crookery and sneakery. Amen. No, he's going to stand on the principles of God. I remember in the latter years of Israel's life, here comes Joseph, and he brings them two boys of his. Amen. Ephraim and Manasseh. He brings them up in front of, amen, Israel. And he sets that eldest, amen, on his right hand. And he sets the youngest on the left hand, amen, as the standard of man is. Amen. But I'm telling you, God's got a different standard. Amen. God knew what's going to happen in those lives. Amen. And old Israel crossed in hand.
Put that right hand on that young son. Ooh, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Joseph said, Lord, you got your hands on the wrong one. Oh, no. Amen. I ain't got my hands on the wrong one. Amen. I got my hands on the right one. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God, God knew what He's doing. Amen. And if we allow God, amen, to bless us and help us and strengthen us, He knows what He's doing, and He'll give us something, amen, where we can walk through the pit, amen, look the devil in the eye, amen, and carry on in the will of God. Hallelujah. Well, I better hurry. Amen. Here. Amen. Blessed is the man that endureth him. When he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Now, I want to go to this point. I want to hurry and hush tonight. Amen. He begins to outline that God doesn't lead men into sinfulness. Amen. I've heard men try to act like that. When they got caught doing things wrong, that God was, he's following God. Oh, come on. Amen. I've never been a bigger lie hatched out of hell than that business. Amen. God is not, Jesus is not the author of sinfulness. Amen. He's not the priest. He's not the, amen, in that business. He, amen, is the vicar of life and victory. Amen. And purity. He's not the preacher. Amen. Or the leader towards sin. God does not. He's not tempted with sin. The Word of God says, neither tempteth He any man. What does the Bible then say? Every man, when he's tempted, amen, he's tempted and he's enticed. And what's he doing? He's being led away by something that is in him that is other than God. Amen. Listen, that new man, that new creature that God gives us, amen, he loves what God loves, hate what God hates. That's what you mean. The devil cannot tempt that new creature. He's untemptable. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, how come then men fall to temptation? Because they stifle out, amen, that new creature, and they allow that old man to be resurrected. Amen. Listen, everything that is evil is that old man is attracted to it. Amen. And that, listen, that is not going to change. That old man not going to change. He got to die. I'm going to say that again. Amen. That old man doesn't change. Amen. It's that new man in us that will conform us to the image of Christ. If we, listen, he'll never, amen, the Spirit of God within you and I will never agree with sinfulness. Never. Amen. A little thing called a conscience. Hello? Amen. And in the life of a child of God, amen, that conscience should get louder and louder and louder. Amen. God always speaks that still somewhere for my conscience. It ought to scream to me. Amen. That's my child of God. That's the least infraction. Amen. Against the will of God. Ought to come to my throat.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of young women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email, tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman.